Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. You know, all of this talk about sports, I'm ready for a sports outing myself. And Take Me Out to the Ballpark is kind of like running through my mind. I kind of hear that song going, you know, back and forth in my mind. So maybe a Braves game. And we're talking about traveling for sports, but you know, sometimes you don't always have to travel. And Olivia's sitting in with me today. So, and we've been talking about, you know, going to all these great games and activities and sporting events coming up in 2018. But right here now, we have a whole new Braves ballpark.
Yes, and with the NBA season wrapping up, the NHL season wrapping up, baseball is in full bloom, so it's time to get out there and embrace it.
It is. And to help us with that, I have a very special friend. I have to admit, he's a friend of mine, and I asked him to come on and talk about his great book and just his love for the Atlanta Braves. And that's Dan Schlossberg. Now, he's the former Associated Press newsman, so he knows a lot about news. He's the author of 38 baseball books, so I think he knows a little bit about baseball, including the 300 Club, Have We Seen the Last of Baseball's 300 Game Winners? And he also produces a radio show himself all about baseball, as well as a one on travel. So he combines travel and sports all the time. So Dan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Anita. Great to be with you again.
Now, I've read your book, When the Braves Ruled the Diamond, 14 Flags of Atlanta, where you captured the Braves' history from 1991 to 2005, even part of the time when I was working at the Convention and Visitors Bureau and interacting with the Braves all the time. But you have a new book now. It's called The New Baseball Bible. And it's the book that answers the question, everything you always wanted to know about baseball, but you were afraid to ask?
Very much so. The idea of this book was to create a baseball book in the motif of the Old Farmer's Almanac. Lots of illustrations, lots of crazy headlines, lots of little tidbits, and things that you'd really enjoy on every page.
Well, tell me a little bit about some of the photographs. It's like over 1,000 photographs in there, in illustrations, cartoons.
A lot of the photographs came from the Sporting News archives. The Sporting News, ardent fans will remember, used to be called the Bible of Baseball. It was a tabloid weekly newspaper. Now it's only online, but it started in 1886, and they let me use anything from their archives for illustrations, and I found a gold mine. It was wonderful. And then I went up to the Baseball Hall of Fame and did the same thing. They let me use anything from their archives, and I used 33 different pictures from the Baseball Hall of Fame. And then the Library of Congress, a lot of that stuff is public domain, which was great because it means you don't have to pay for it.
Absolutely. And then you can share it with us by way of your book. Now, you also have 10,000 items of information. So what kind of information are we going to find there? Things about players, teams? What kind of things are we going to find out?
Everything you can possibly imagine, just like the old Woody Allen title, Everything You Wanted to Know About Sex But Were Afraid to Ask, just substitute baseball. So, for example, Hank Aaron. Let's talk about Hank Aaron, everybody's favorite Brave.
Yes.
When he broke the record of Babe Ruth on April 8th, 1974, he did it in the fourth game, on the fourth swing, in the fourth inning, against a pitcher wearing number 44, while he was wearing number 44, in a month divisible by four, in a day divisible by four, in a year divisible by four. Shall I go on?
Well, you know, we love him, so you can go on and on.
Well, Hank Aaron also happened to hit 44 home runs four times in his career.
I think that's his lucky number.
I guess so. You know, his original number was 5 when he first came up. They gave him number 5, but he thought double digits would bring him more luck, and boy, was he ever right.
He was definitely right about that. He was definitely right. Now, gorgeous pictures of the Hall of Fame archives as well. So you said the Sporting News and the Library of Congress gave you some things. So is that how you usually put together your book, like, you know, going to places like that, or do you get personal interviews with people? How do you go about really putting these books together? You've authored 38 books.
There are a lot of interviews in this book, too. But yes, I love doing interviewing. In fact, right now I'm working on a piece, two articles actually, for USA Today Sports Weekly Hall of Fame preview issue, which is going to come out right before the Hall of Fame inductions. And I've had to interview all of the new Hall of Famers, which was a lot of fun. A little bit hard to find them since they're all retired. But I did find them. I succeeded. I've completed all the interviews and transcribe the tapes, which is the difficult part of the job. And I love interviewing. It's great to talk to these old guys. And you know what? They love to be remembered after they've retired.
Well, I know you do a lot of this interviewing on your radio show because you also do that, as I mentioned earlier. You host a radio show called Braves Banter. So tell us a little bit about that and how we can tune in.
That's a great show. It's on every Thursday night live at 8 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock Eastern, of course. And it's on iTunes and blogtalkradio.com. And a couple of weeks ago, I was lucky enough, after 6 years of trying, to get Chipper Jones on my show.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's great. Is that show archived that we can hear it?
Yes, it is. You can find it on my website, which is danschlossberg.net. You can also find it on blogtalkradio.com. And you can also find it on the Braves Banter Facebook page. Just scroll down a little bit. You'll come to the link, and that's Braves Banter in all caps. There's another Braves Banter that is not all caps. Don't go there.
Okay, we'll definitely go to the all caps Braves Banter. Now, you also are a travel writer and host a travel radio show as well. You're a busy guy. So tell us a little bit about that, Travel Itch.
Travel Itch Radio. I named it because nobody would come up with a name like Travel Itch. It sounds like Pepto-Bismol time or something like that. But you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home, which is how I open up every single show. A lot of people are armchair travelers. They don't have the money or the time to go away. But we try to take them away, at least for a half hour every week. And it's also a live show. It's on 8 o'clock every Thursday night. The Braves Banter is on at 7 o'clock. There's a half-hour break in between shows. And we go to all kinds of exotic destinations. We've been to Mexico and Israel and Australia. So it's a great show. Love it. It's fun. I talk to travel people every week.
You know, on the show today, Dan, we've been talking about combining travel and sports and that you really can do it. And when you travel to a lot of these sporting events, that should be taken just as the family vacation and plan for it around that. But I know in the past you've done some specific sports-themed cruises and travel.
Yes, actually, I'm the founder, Anita, of the baseball-themed cruise concept. Way back in 1981, the PR director of Cunard Line said to me, you know, you write baseball and travel. How would you like to create a baseball-themed cruise for Cunard Line on the QE2? Ooh. And it was the very first baseball-themed cruise, a concept that had been copied endless times. I've done about 24 of them myself and really, really love it. It's so much fun to bring these Hall of Fame players, many of them, on a cruise.
Wow, that sounds exciting. Sounds like a lot of fun. Now, we're coming down to the end of this segment, and I want folks to know that you'll be in town, actually, next weekend, June 23rd and 24th, Friday and Saturday, for book signing. So Friday from 12 to 2, you'll be at Cumberland Barnes & Noble, and 5 to 7 on Friday, you'll be at Chuck Simmons Barbershop in Decatur. And then Saturday, 12 to 2, you're at the Braves 400 Club and Marietta Galleria.
Yes, the Braves 400 Club. I'm the keynote speaker of their author's luncheon. It's an annual event. Really looking forward to that. And if anybody out there hears this and has other of my books, because I have written 38 books, bring them along. I'll be happy to sign them, post for pictures, anything you guys want.
Well, that sounds great. Now, you're going to the Braves game?
Going to the Braves game on Saturday. It's a 4 o'clock start. So after the event ends, the Braves 400 Club should be over about 2 o'clock or so. After that ends, I'm going to head over to the ballpark and enjoy a game. And I just hope the weather cooperates.
Well, I haven't seen what the weather's going to be for next week, but I hope so, too. I hope it is great weather for you visiting our fine city. And welcome back, because I know you come to the Braves games and to Atlanta throughout the year. So welcome back.
Ah, thank you. And I look forward to the Varsity as well. I love that place.
Well, absolutely. You have to have those hot dogs with the baseball game. That's my favorite combination there. Now, Dan, I know you mentioned it earlier, but tell us again how folks can pick up your book or your books, and if they can, take any one of them, your previous books, if they can pick up any of those as well.
Actually, when I come to Atlanta, I'll be signing both books, because When the Braves Rolled a Diamond came out last year, and I'll be signing that book at both of my stops, at the Barnes & Noble, actually all three of my stops, the Barnes & Noble, Chuck Simon's Barbershop in Decatur, and the Braves 400 Club at the Marriott Galleria Northwest. So I look forward to that. I'll be signing both books there, but if you can't make it, go to Barnes & Noble or go to Amazon.com or just Google my name, Dan Schlossberg. I'll spell it real fast, S-C-H-L-O-S-S-B-E-R-G, Schlossberg, just like it sounds.
Well, thank you so much, Dan. We appreciate your coming on. Thank you so much. And good luck with all of your book signings.
Thanks, Anita. Look forward to seeing you in Atlanta.
Sounds good. Now, you guys, we're coming down to the end of the segment. We've got to take a break here. But when we come back, we're going to go to Quarter Miles. Yeah, I know we've been a little off on our Quarter Miles, but we're back again. So sit tight. We'll be back in just a few minutes. The show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. Check out their website at Sapelo Island Beach Vacation Cottages. Back in a minute.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the minute.